Welcome to Tea for Lunch, the show where we serve up the news you need to know in 15 minutes or less. And before we get into the stories for today, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, but I think I messed up your thing. I feel like I'm supposed to pull the string like later to squeeze out the juice.
That's okay. I don't actually want that much tea flavor in here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. There's lots going on at Arcade. Mm-hmm. We are hiring some people, getting some new clients, getting some exciting leads. And the fun part, I think, for me, I posted this on LinkedIn because I wanted to be a little cheeky.
LinkedIn, so no one saw it?
Lots of people saw it on LinkedIn. Oh. But I feel like a decent amount of our recent new clients and also some of our best job applicants have been from TikTok.
That's right. And we're posting this on TikTok. So if you're on TikTok, hello. How are you?
We're still hiring.
Yes, we are. I have so much love for the TikTok community. It's so cool that we actually hired our first person who came through TikTok, and I loved it.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
We're still hiring though. So if any of you listening or watching are an email marketing expert,
yes,
or a fantastic marketing copywriter, pull through.
That's right. And if you're new here, every week we'll come at you with the main story covering some sort of marketing angle or tech update. Could be a summary of technology, breaking news in the industry, or just trends that we're watching. You can catch a show live on Instagram every Thursday around 2:30. Obviously, today we were late. Sorry, around 12:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Pacific. And then,
or 2:30 Eastern time, like you said first. You're on Eastern time.
I'm on
right
Eastern
now.
Time, I guess. You can also listen to the replay every Friday on podcast streaming platforms and everywhere else you listen to podcasts.
Most definitely. Yeah. And we're using these podcast mics now so that your podcast experience is better.
Yeah, totally.
Totally.
Okay, let's get into our first story. Instagram now lets you pin up to 3 posts to your profile. So Adam Mosseri had another update for us this week that Instagram is allowing people the ability to pin up to 3 posts on their profile. It can be photos or reels. Wow. That was so loud.
ASMR.
No one likes that kind of ASMR. I feel like slurping is like the grossest kind of ASMR. Anyways,
having some tea for lunch.
Continue. Okay, it is confirmed that they were testing the feature, but now it's going to be available to users globally starting today. And yeah, obviously they're just trying to keep up with TikTok. It's like that is a feature that started on TikTok, pinned posts. So I just think it's kind of funny that they're doing that. But Andrew Mosseri in his update said, your profile is your space. So we're looking at for more ways to give you control over that experience.
Yeah. He just doesn't stop.
I know. We're all just living in Adam Mosseri's world.
Yeah.
It's keeping up with
Adam's world is TikTok's world.
It's true.
To be honest. But what I do like, which you didn't mention here, and we didn't really review the script together beforehand, but he also announced some other features like adding stickers to reels.
Yeah. Who cares?
I mean, if I can watch a reel and click through to like a cool product or something, that's an opportunity for brands.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know you meant that kind of sticker. I thought it was just like literally like GIFs.
Come on. You didn't read the update then. You didn't watch the video. You're sick of Adam.
I'm over it. Like, I just feel like I'll learn through osmosis what the updates are anyways. So like, why do I need to watch his video?
Fair enough. Well, yeah. So now on Reels, or at least for some people with Reels, you can use stickers over top. That's not just the link sticker. It's not just GIFs. It's also poll stickers and things like that, question stickers. So those are no longer just relegated to IG stories, which these days IG stories is honestly the only thing I post. But
okay, I'm so glad there was more than just the pinned post updates, because when I first read that like that was the update that was announced this week, I thought it was giving very major desperate energy trying to be like TikTok. Like, it's just so obvious. So I'm glad there's like other more like Instagram type of updates along with this update.
Unique to Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I totally agree.
The stickers are cool.
Thank you for that one, Adam.
Yeah, appreciate it, Adam.
We're 50-50 on you now.
No, I mean, like, it's nothing personal, you know? Like,
no, he seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
He's got good style. I like his glasses. He has kids.
He seems really earnest. I do like
Ernest Adam.
The way he delivers the updates, it always seems like he really is trying to make it for you. But yeah, then we're always kind of like, oh man, another one?
Another one.
Anyways.
Speaking of another one, should we do another story?
Let's do it.
This one's my favorite for the week. I actually found it myself. Mm-hmm. Chantel works really hard, but sometimes I just, you know, come across a nugget. So in our next story, Mark Cuban aims to lower prescription drug prices with an online pharmacy. It's really straightforward. It's called cost plus drugs. So I'm assuming you can guess the way their approach to drugs. I'm going to quote Mark because he said something really interesting. He said, as an entrepreneur, anytime I see an industry that's been run the same way for decades, if not generations, it's been obfuscated to the point where there's no transparency and you have associations trying to protect that opaqueness. Man, good vocabulary, Mark. To me, that's an opportunity. And that's exactly what we saw with the prescription drug industry. So Mark Cuban, my man, Dallas Mavericks owner, just a kind of handsome and nice guy. He's a nice disruption to the other billionaires we know.
I know.
Some of them we talk about on here too much. But I really like him and I like what he's doing and I like his approach. He's on Shark Tank, but he's also a basketball guy. But what he's doing here is really important because really, like, people shouldn't have to choose between paying rent or putting food on the table and having the treatment that they need for a health issue, especially when you get into the worlds of like cancer and stuff like that. And I say cancer specifically because the best example of what they're doing with this new company is there's a leukemia drug that is meant to treat leukemia that can be life-saving that literally through any other pharmaceutical company, you have to pay $9,000 for. But through Cost Plus Drugs, Mark Cuban's new company, it's on sale for $47. So that goes to just show you how much just astronomical markup that pharmaceutical companies have on drugs. Mm-hmm. I feel like I went like this so many times as I was making that point. So hopefully that wasn't distracting from the information I'm serving up right now. But thank you, Mark, for doing a service to first the United States of America, but hopefully Canada and the rest of the world soon.
So basically, so what they're doing is they're showing the actual cost. They're marking it up by 15% and only 15%, which Mike mentioned is not that much. And then they'll add a $3 pharmacy handling fee and a $5 shipping fee. And that's all you'll ever pay.
Yeah. So you can buy it online. You don't even have to go to the drugstore or talk to someone to get it. I'm sure there's certain ones where you do have to have a prescription, but kind of like buying medical marijuana or something like that. You can do it all online and you're not paying an arm and a leg.
Finally, a billionaire doing something positive for the world.
I know. Yeah.
Like, remember when all those billionaires went to space in like that 1 month and it was like they literally have enough money to solve world hunger and they're just like leaving the earth.
Yeah. Just racing to space.
Yeah. You know what I'm ready for is a billionaire who will come and buy Shein and then free all those child laborers.
Yeah.
Have you seen, I don't know if you've, this is my algorithm, but on TikTok, there's like people are discovering that if they've bought anything from Shein, that there's like help, like little notes in the garment tags.
What?
Yeah. So literally in the garment tags, like you go and look and it's like in between all the like the verbiage of how to care for your garment, it says like help me or send help.
Do you think that's true?
No. Yeah. There's like so many people who are like watching the video on TikTok. Then they go into their closet and find a garment from Shein and they look for it and they find it.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
I only ask because I feel like there's, in my algorithm, there's stuff like that, but it's like, I think people making it up, like they'll be like, if you open like a O. Henry bar in the middle of it, there's this like secret piece of plastic or something like that. But I think it's just like,
have you tried a gag.
No, I haven't tried it, but I think they're just like making up.
Well, I've seen a lot of these Shein videos and I think it's because I'm engaging with it. I'm seeing more of them, but man, I'm still curious, like what does it take for that, like, at what point does that go from algorithm to the news? Like, when does like a reporter just like,
well, it's on the news now. It's on Tea for Lunch.
That's true. Wow.
Story number two, episode 22.
Episode 22. Okay. Let's go into our last story here.
Wait, first, I want to just talk quickly about algorithms because they're such a funny thing.
Let's get into
it. And I feel like we've been learning more about each other since we adopted TikTok, which was a while ago. But every day, every week, you know, when we're scrolling TikTok before bed, I feel like we grow closer to one another or sometimes further apart based on what happens in our algorithms. And I just have to say to any of the couples out there, if you really want to grow closer and understand each other better, just like trade phones for the evening and start scrolling through TikTok.
You've never let me go through your TikTok feed.
Well, like, you never asked.
I just watch.
Yeah, you watch as I scroll.
I know, but you've never been like, here's my phone, just go through it.
No, but you show me yours and I show you mine.
That's true.
But we can trade.
Yeah.
If you really want to see ASMR and like weird clay.
Or like lawns or like animals fighting each other. Yeah. Mine
is like a carpenter, like making something.
Yeah. I have no interest in that, but I want to. I'm just so curious. Like even your explore feed is like sports. It's like football players, it's sneakers, and like random fights.
It's not that much fighting in mine.
Really?
No.
Or maybe like sports fights.
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Let's trade phones later.
Okay, let's do it. Well, we have to like, we should do it on Tea for Lunch.
Oh, wow. Are we doing it right now?
No, not right now.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on to our last
episode
story.
Episode 23.
This one I'm really excited about. If you lived under a rock, you might not know that it was the Platinum Jubilee. And the Queen appeared with Paddington Bear for her 70-year reign. The Queen's hilarious tea time with Paddington Bear was kept top secret, and not even members of the royal family knew about it. And even 70 years into her reign, Queen Elizabeth still has a few surprises up her sleeves. She didn't attend the Platinum Party, which I think is hilarious. Like, she was like, I am too old for this.
That's my vibe.
But she did appear in this hilarious skit with Paddington Bear. And did you watch it?
Mm-hmm.
It was so cute. I was dying at the Queen's like face. Like, she was looked so happy and like actually grinning ear to ear. Like, I was just surprised that her face could even make that facial expression. And like, she's 96 years old. Like, they got her out of her room like to film this
out of her room
thing. Like, I'm just so, I just thought it was the best thing ever. And then like the reaction from her family, I just thought it was so cute. And I think my favorite part of the whole skit was when they, Paddington like pulled out his backpack or whatever and was like, I always have a sandwich with marmalade handy. And she's like, me too. And she pulled out her little like black clutch like bag. It was just so cute. And she actually had a sandwich in there as well. I just thought it was so fun.
What kind of bag do you think it was?
I actually,
Saint Laurent?
I didn't have the time to look for it, but I am going to do research on that. So stay tuned.
Okay.
I was really curious. And I also was so curious about how they filmed it. Like, do you think there was a guy in like a green seat, screen like suit, you know, like the ones that like go over your head and like over your whole body? Because at some point they like poured the tea and like the teapot, you know, poured.
Yeah, but you only see the tea pouring close up. So it could have easily been someone holding it.
There's one shot where you see the Queen sitting, Paddington Bear sitting, reaching over and like pouring the tea.
I'm not so sure.
Anyways, I thought it was so cute.
But I think I was going to say, I think there was a person probably giving her cues when the camera was shooting towards her and seeing her face, because obviously we need her cues for facial expressions.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the camera is panned facing Paddington Bear, I think it was just an empty seat because we don't need to see what she's doing. She doesn't need to do anything.
Right.
So it's all about Paddington.
So she's that good of an actor who could just
no,
be
she's
like,
probably a terrible actor, but she had cues when the camera was on her face because we couldn't see Paddington's seat.
I also was curious, like her right-hand man guy, do you think that was an actor? Her actual like...
That must have been an actor.
Because imagine being
now
like,
I'm curious.
Yeah, imagine being like, oh, we need to do this video with the Queen and Paddington Bear. Like, get ready.
Who is Camilla's son?
I don't know.
Well, it's been memed like them at an event.
No,
with
that
him.
Wasn't Camilla's son. That was Prince George.
Oh, yeah. Prince George. Maybe it was Prince George acting out Paddington and then they CGI'd him after.
No.
They have some similar
vibes.
There's
no way that was him.
Wow.
Anyways, I just thought that was a cute little video. If you haven't watched it, go and have a little afternoon treat and just watch that video.
An afternoon treat. Mm-hmm. Now that we've had some tea, go have a substantial afternoon treat.
Well, no, that's not the line. You got to say the line.
Now that you've had your tea, go eat something more substantial.
Thanks for joining us.